We start this news hour with a developing story. Armenia's prime minister says 49 of his country's soldiers have been killed in violence with Azerbaijan. Now, the fighting began along their shared border early on Tuesday. Armenia says the Azerbaijani army began shelling military positions around three cities, but Azerbaijan says it was responding to a build-up of Armenian landmines and weapons. Leaders are working to stabilize the situation. Let's bring in Elnur Mamadov. He's the Deputy Foreign Minister of Azerbaijan and joins us now from Baku. Thanks very much for taking the time. Just, first of all, give us an update on the situation along the border. Is there a ceasefire that is now holding, or are we still seeing fighting?
Well, Armenia has been shelling Azerbaijani military positions for a few weeks now, which shelling has been intensified over the last few days. And over the same few days, Armenia started amassing heavy weaponry and armament along the deemed border between Armenia and Azerbaijan. And what happened overnight was the large-scale provocation by Armenian military against Azerbaijani positions, as well as the shelling of employees and civilian infrastructure, as you are well aware. Azerbaijan has been engaging in large-scale reconstruction efforts in those liberated areas in Lachin and Kelbajar districts, which have been heavily shelled by Armenia over the last few days.
Okay, because, of course, Armenia says that the Azeri army began shelling and, indeed, that 49 of its soldiers have been killed.
We are always facing such kind of statements by Armenia. We're not interested in this blame game. Azerbaijan has no interest in any escalation along the deemed border with Armenia, not least because of the large reconstruction and rebuild exercises that
we've
been taking.
Has Azerbaijan suffered any losses?
Yes, we have suffered losses. There are casualties among Azerbaijani military personnel, and there will be reports coming soon.
Okay, what is the significance of these areas where this fighting is happening? Because it's not the Nagorno-Karabakh region, is it?
This part is not part of Karabakh. This part of the escalations overnight, they took place over the deemed border. And the reason I'm calling it it's a deemed border is exactly because of almost a 30-year occupation of Azerbaijani sovereign territories by Armenia, which did not allow us to start the delimitation and demarcation works with Armenia. And only following the Second Karabakh War that we first entered following the occupation of Kelbajar and Lachin districts. And only in May this year, the first time the Commission on Delimitation and Demarcation met on the border, on deemed border between Azerbaijan and Armenia on May 24th. And so far, there have been only two sessions of that commission in order to engage in delimitation works that we have been precluded from starting over the last 30 years.
So in terms of the importance, if I can just jump in there, because I just want to get an idea of the situation along that border, because since the 2020 war between Azerbaijan and Armenia in Nagorno-Karabakh, there have been Russian peacekeepers situated along this area. Where are they now? What is their status?
The deemed border, as we've been discussing so far, this is not the area where the Russian peacekeeping troops are temporarily deployed. They are temporarily deployed in Karabakh. And the situation, from time to time, we also face escalation and shelling by occupying Armenian forces, which are still there in Karabakh, despite the obligation that Armenia took in accordance with the November trilateral statement that ended the Second Karabakh War, to withdraw all the occupying forces that have been there for 30 years from Azerbaijani sovereign territories, and has been admitted by the high-ranking officials of Armenia just a few weeks ago. The troops are still there,
okay,
which is a cause of a serious concern for Azerbaijan, which is a clear violation of that trilateral statement.
Okay. France is saying that it's going to take this recent conflict to the UN Security Council. It's going to raise it there. Is that something that you support? Do you support the EU's role in finding a long-term solution, a peace treaty with Armenia?
The European Council president, he's been very active in bringing the leaders of two nations together. The latest meeting took place in Brussels on August 31st. And it is regrettable that this escalation and provocations by Armenia is happening against that backdrop, in a situation where we are hoping to finally achieve a peace with Armenia, whereas the only thing that we're witnessing are tactics and delays on the part of Armenia not to start the peace process, not to nominate its representatives to the peace commission that we propose would be established. Although they formally declared that they are accepting five principles for peace that Azerbaijan proposed back in March, still there is not much progress on that front, and the provocations are continuing. So this is very regretful that we are witnessing this.
Okay. Elnur Mamadov, we appreciate you taking the time to join us there from Azerbaijan. And we should point out, of course, that Armenia counters what that view is and says that Azerbaijan indeed started this latest flare-up of violence. We will be getting both sides of this story throughout the day.